Sports24.com or call +260 962 782 505 today, because your next vehicle deserves the ultimate 24 difference. Zambia, are you ready? Moore's World of Sport is here to raise the stakes and reward every week. It's time to get more from your bets with our latest offers at Moore's Zambia. Sign up today by using promo code NEW and claim an exclusive 5-quarter free bet just for registering. You can get a 100% deposit match bonus of up to 5,000 quarter on your first bet. Just deposit between 50 to 5,000 quarter. Be smarter, win bigger. Moore's Zambia, where every bet counts. Download the app or visit us online. Betting is 18 and above. Terms and conditions apply. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
This is it. The real thing. This is the taste of real reward. Bold, gold, perfectly balanced beer. Sometimes you need more than your eyes to recognize quality, because true value comes from within. Here's to Africa's most awarded beer, Carling Black Label, the official beer of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Not for persons under the age of 18.
There's shows to be streamed, high scores to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with Fiber to Home, seamless connection at the office with Fiber to Business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with our wholesale lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning-fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and what is FM Lusaka? Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The governance expert Wesley Mianda warns over what he describes as selective application of the law. Digital shift must protect workers, says Labour Minister Brenda Tambatamba. In international news, 15 Zimbabwean nationals killed after being lured to fight for Russia. And in sports, world's top sporting tribunal confirms Senegal has lodged AFCON appeal.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has raised concerns over what he describes as selective application of the law, warning that the trend could undermine democratic freedoms ahead of Zambia's next elections. Mr. Mianda observed that recent arrests and detentions have largely involved members of the opposition, prompting questions about whether the law is being applied fairly across the political divide. Speaking on the Power FM Breakfast Show, Mr. Mianda questioned whether opposition figures are the only offenders, arguing that members of the ruling party are equally capable of breaching the law but appear to face less scrutiny. Mr. Mianda noted that while some opposition members have been cited for offences, such as seditious practices and abuse of freedom of expression. There have been also instances where ruling party officials have allegedly overstepped similar boundaries without facing comparable legal consequences. He stressed that the principle of justice demands impartiality, emphasizing that the law must remain blind and should not be influenced by political affiliation or personal identity. The governance expert warned that perceived bias in law enforcement risks creating an environment of fear among opposition players, potentially limiting their ability to participate freely in political activities. Mr. Mianda further cautioned that such a climate, if left unchecked, could negatively affect the credibility of the electoral process. He has since called for a shift in approach, urging authorities to ensure equal treatment before the law as the country moves closer to elections. Former Cabinet Minister under the Patriotic Front, Kapembwa Simbao, has been unveiled as the 2026 presidential candidate of the newly formed political alliance, One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, Fourth Republic, following his victory during the convention. Meanwhile, renowned economist Yusuf Dodia has been elected as Mr. Simbao's running mate. Mr. Simbao, president of the Zambia We Want, ZWW, called on Zambians to critically evaluate the leaders participating in this year's general election. He emphasized that the coalition, comprising more than four political parties, has signed a social contract, an alliance agreement, and a minimum program work, a program of work, urging Zambians to place their trust in them.
We need to know our history, our background, our trail. All of us should stand ready to be evaluated, especially about our past, our experiences, behavior, and our character. I will not speak here about that. I will not be denigrating any of my fellow candidates. But I will proudly affirm my principles, convictions, values, and my way of thinking. You, as a public, are entitled to know and evaluate all of us at this high level to the furthest extent possible. That you see here. We are ready for that kind of examination.
At the same event, Mr. Dodia was introduced as the alliance vice president and running mate. He questioned why ordinary citizens are not benefiting from the country's abundant natural resources. Mr. Dodia assured the public that the alliance is committed to implementing sound economic policies that ensure equitable access to resources for all citizens.
Precious stone, timber, huge tracts of arable land, and about 40% of the sub-region's water resources. Zambia is surrounded by eight neighbors, which have become major trading partners, giving Zambia captured markets for the export of food products, services, education, and health services. Currently, Zambia is not benefiting from these options, and we continue to see capital flight, illicit financial flows, and the brain drain on a daily basis. As leaders, we must commit to harnessing the huge export earnings from copper exports and other non-traditional exports, which currently amounts to about $50 million per day.
Meanwhile, renowned lawyer Sakwiva Skota, president of the ULP, serves as the alliance chairperson, while UNIP leader Bishop Trevor Mwamba deputizes him. Mr. Muhabi Zulu holds the position of Secretary General alongside other key members. The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has reiterated its role as a regulator of the accountancy profession, urging employers to verify the credentials of accountants before hiring and to report any misconduct involving its members. Speaking in the Ken on